I next met with Dr. Gabriella Keorian from the University of Washington Medical Center in Seattle. And to begin, I asked her to comment on some of her ongoing research interests in pancreatic cancer.
I'm very involved in looking at novel treatment, novel agents of pancreatic cancers. And one aspect of research is really modulating the cancer, the tumor stroma, which is considered one of the reasons why chemotherapy doesn't work as good as possible in pancreas. So at the Fred Hutchinson Cancer Research Center, in collaboration with Sunil Hingorani, we've looked at PEG-PH20 as an enzyme that degrades hyaluronic acid in the cancer stroma. And we've done several studies. One of them was with gemcitabine and nab-paclitaxel plus minus PEG-PH20. Another one was with a modified and FOLFIRINOX plus a minus PEG-PH20. Both of these studies are extremely relevant. And what we learn is that PEG-PH20 can help patients, especially if their cancer expresses high levels of hyaluronic acid. And large randomized phase 3 study is ongoing, and we hope to learn from that study in the next year or so. Unfortunately, when we combine the same enzyme with FOLFIRINOX, the study was completely negative. And one of the reasons was that the toxicity encountered when we combined the enzyme with FOLFIRINOX was in excess of what was expected with chemo alone. And this study is in press with Journal of Clinical Oncology, was previously presented at ASCO GI in 2018. The other aspects of research that we're very involved is with DNA repair. DNA repair is a mechanism that's, we think, pertinent to about 20% of pancreatic cancer, meaning there are patients that have gene abnormalities, genetic abnormalities, such as BRCA1 and 2, gene mutations, SPALB2, ATM, ATR, etc. And in these situations, patients' DNA has a harder time to repair itself from insults such as chemotherapy. And we know from prior studies that platinum-type chemotherapies are very relevant to these patients, as well as PARP inhibitors. So we have conducted a fairly large study through the cooperative group setting, NCI SWOG, using a regimen called FOLFIRI plus minus a PARP inhibitor. This study has completed accrual, and we're hoping to present it at ASCO in 2019. And again, the research with PARP inhibitors in pancreatic cancer is moving very fast. Several studies are ongoing in the metastatic setting using PARP inhibitors as a maintenance after patients get their best response to chemotherapy, especially after FOLFIRINOX or gemcitabine cisplatin. Maintaining them on a PARP inhibitor may result in a better tolerability and prolonged survival. So we are looking at this question for the subset of patients that have DNA repair deficiencies, which again is a big population in pancreatic cancer. The other aspect is that of an extremely hot topic in cancer research, which is the immune therapy field. And we do know that immune checkpoint inhibitors are very effective in tumors such as melanoma and certain patients with lung cancer, gastric cancer. Unfortunately, they have been completely ineffective in the general population with pancreatic cancer. And what we've learned in the last couple of years is that about 0.5 to 1% of our metastatic pancreatic cancer patients may actually have a genetic predisposition to benefit from these therapies, and it's called MSI high status or deficient mismatch repair gene status. Some of these patients may have Lynch syndrome, other patients may not. But if we find patients with MSI high tumors that have pancreatic cancer, they may have up to 50% response and shrinkage of their disease from treatment with immune checkpoint inhibitors. And pembrolizumab and nivolumab are both FDA approved for any types of cancer patients that have MSI high status. And again, this is extremely relevant to this small subset of patients.